39 degrees. Good morning. Good to have you aboard. We call it First Thoughts, quarter to six. Good way to start the day. We call it some consecrated conversation with Dr. Jason Kanz, my friend from Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were my friend. Now you've become our friend. The listeners think of you as their friend as well. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool. It's nice to be part of the regular morning fixture on WWIB. You know, I remember years ago, before you and I ever talked on the radio, thinking how cool it was that you and Matt Selvig were on the radio, and I loved listening to the two of you, and now I get to talk with you even for a brief period every weekday morning.
That's right. I wish it was longer, and I wish it was later, but it is what it is, and we'll take it, and we're glad you're an early riser. The intention this morning is to try to get to one of your devotions from Notes from the Upper Room,
sure.
Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. I think you've got how many devotions in there?
Oh, I forget, 130.
Yeah, 130.
Like
yeah, and yep. So it's John 13 through 17, and we're still in John 14, right?
Yep, we are.
All right. So, but here's my one thing on my mind this morning, and I want to just say, and we're 54 days from the election.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm talking politics here, but I'm going to walk through this. But I think the one thing, and we talked a lot about kindness, and people say, hey, regardless of whatever your view is, who you're going to vote for, to walk it out. But I think a thought that occurred to me last night is, and I just want to make the appeal to every person listening, especially believers, and here's my question. I want to get your response. Can't we at least be humble? Humility is just the obvious starting point. I mean, Philippians 2 is a great one. You know, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. It's preceded in Philippians 2:4. You know, consider others' interests more important than your own. Whether it's COVID-related things or political things, Jason, my question this morning to you, to everyone, is ask yourself, can't we at least be humble for a starting point, right?
I think that needs to be not only a starting point, but we should do a real attempt at camping there.
Yeah.
I read something yesterday, and I can't find where the quote is, but it was essentially that humility needs to be the place that's kind of the starting point for so much. Here it is. I found it. It's in a book called The Philokalia, which is an old book of Orthodox texts, and it says there is scarcely any other virtue which the demons fear as much as gentleness, and it kind of connects that with the idea of humility. And I think as believers, one of the greatest gifts we can offer one another and ourselves is the realization that we don't have all the answers. And if we can start with listening and lead with love, as our friend Andrea's movie puts out, I think that's really good. And I think a huge piece of that is to be humble enough to say, you know what, I may not understand everything that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's just I'm thinking of the song that's going to follow up this morning, and there's just not a ton of songs about being humble. Matthew Ward, back in the day, if anybody remembers second chapter of Acts, he had a song called Humble Yourself. We unfortunately didn't.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't transfer it from CD. It didn't survive on in our at the moment. So I am continuing to search. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Maybe not to just think of it as a baseball sense that, hey, humility is first base, but a staying there. And again, that doesn't. Yes, I advocate kindness, but I felt like the Spirit was breaking through for me mentally last night, like this question, can't we at least be, we've got to. I don't care what your view is, like if you're a Christ follower, humility, 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 right?
Yeah,
and it comes back, your three questions, right? And the third one is, which is it possible you could be wrong?
Right. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I look around, and I was actually, again, journaling about this morning, even my own heart. I tend to be so judgmental, and so much of that comes from haughtiness and pride, from a belief that I'm somehow better, or that my thoughts are somehow clearer, rather than coming from a place of showing a true and genuine interest in other people,
mm-hmm.
And in hearing where they're coming from, in loving them well. regardless if there's disagreement. And we are, I think many of us, struggling with that right now.
Yeah. So I'm going to close with what you've heard me talk about this verse before, and C.J. Mahaney wrote a book about it, but it's the idea, based on Isaiah 66:2, and it's this amazing verse, and it says, "This is the one the Lord looks to," and you're like, "Who?" And it's like, "He was humble," there it is, "contrite in spirit," it means powdery brokenness, it's also in Psalm 51 and Isaiah 57, "and who trembles at my word." So humble and powdery brokenness, this is the one the Lord looks to. So
Yeah, that's where I think that's because that's what's true about us,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, we can't pretend. I mean, many of us try to, but we are broken, and yeah. We got to start there.
Very good.
My little pony, my little pony.
Classic toy.
Great way to start the day.
Yes. My Little Ponies.
Yeah,
love that.
My Little Pony is fun, but is it a Hall of Famer? That's the question.
Yes, because everything can be debated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they could be. I mean, they were around when I was a kid. They were around when my kids were little. Caleb's kids have them.
My kids like them, yes.
Yeah. Love My Little Pony.
See, I'm old enough. She's not sure she can go back to my kids.
Do they still have the magnet in their foot that makes magical things happen?
I'm not sure, but I know that Rainbow Dash is super fast.
Oh, Rainbow Dash, yes.
And then Applejack has kind of a southern accent.
Oh, of course.
My question is, whenever you go into a Sports Hall of Fame as an athlete or a coach, Caleb, you would know this. From this point on, whenever you're introduced as the Hall of Famer Caleb Swenson. And I just wonder, is that the case for the toys? Like, if Bingo gets in, the Hall of Fame game, Bingo.
I think
Why
it's
not?
Necessary, yes.
Why not?
Once you get into it.
You earn that title.
All right, so 2020 finalists for induction. Announced yesterday. Are we ready to go?
We are
ready
to go.
The National Toy Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. First up was Baby Nancy.
I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
Either.
Okay. Baby Nancy, you're out.
How can
we don't know what you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Bingo is the next one.
Yes,
okay.
I mean, so enduringly.
And I don't mean Roth Family Bingo.
But enduringly popular, so much so that the Roth family
yes.
does.
Right, our own family bingo, yes.
Breyer or Breyer horses?
I don't know what those are either, to
I know
be
that,
honest
like,
with
Breyers
you.
Is a brand of ice cream.
That's mm-hmm. what I know it from. So,
that
okay, you don't
to
win
be
either
ice
Breyer
cream
horse.
Hall of Fame.
Jenga.
That's fun.
That's
right
a great
Very
game.
Very good. Light Bright.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that
I'm
one.
I'm familiar
yes.
with that. That's been around since at least the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Masters of the Universe had its own show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that one was mm-hmm. as much. My Little Pony. Hey-o.
Mm-hmm.
I think I skipped ahead here, but
okay.
Risk.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Risk because we had the greatest nights playing Risk as young people in my church. Just a real quick aside, there was a guy named Chad, and he played football for Cameron High School, and he was the coolest.
Mm.
He was the cool kid at church, and he took us in under his wing. Like, he was a popular whiz kid in high school, athlete and all that, and he would invite us nerdy little kids
Aww.
Over to play Risk at his house. His mom would make pizza, and we would
Aww.
Play Risk together, and he made us feel so cool that the cool high school kid would play Risk with
yeah.
us. So
That's
Risk is
awesome.
Automatically up there, but also he would always just group all of his pink guys down in Australia, and he would like say, "Hey, we cool on this border, so no one would attack him, and then he would just wait till the end of the game and then wipe us all out.
Nice.
Thanks,
I've never
Chad.
Played Risk.
Oh, it's great.
I've played it and lost. My wife and daughter Evelyn are supreme in our house at it, and I'm sure I
it's
drag
a great
up the
game.
Rear.
Kamchatka.
One that another game nominated is Sorry, and this is one that my mom has played with my kids over the years.
Yes.
And it allows you to kind of work through. There's some hurt feelings, but
yes.
you sorry, and it
yeah.
allows you to work through apologizing.
Like that.
It's kind of like in the South saying, bless your heart. You can just say sorry and do
sorry.
Whatever you want.
Also, Sidewalk Chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty classic.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Tamagotchis. I remember those. Everybody
remember
would
those.
Like clip them to their backpacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no
pizzas.
Idea what that is.
It's
yeah.
a little game animal.
You try okay. to keep like a little chick a eye feeding it pizzas and water.
Yeah.
It's just really realistic.
It's and people have had fun playing Yahtzee. I don't know if it's a Hall of Fame game, though.
I love Yahtzee. Okay, I'm going to overshare for
yes.
a moment, okay? Yahtzee, we have an electronic Yahtzee game. We have them in both of our bathrooms.
Okay.
We play lots of Yahtzee in our house.
Hmm. Lots of Yahtzee.
Lots of Yahtzee gets
yeah.
played. Where's this person? Oh, they're playing Yahtzee. Oh, leave them alone.
There you go.
Well, it seems to me like the latest fashion accessory out there is the mask. You know?
Initially, it was just, do you have one on?
Yes.
And then it became, you know, who was styling?
What does it say about you?
Right. What does it say about
you? Do
you
have a message?
And it's like the ultimate compliment when you're in the grocery store or something. Someone's like, oh, I love your mask.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
So apparently there's someone out there that has taken this to a new level because the mall in Philadelphia, one of the malls in Philadelphia, now it has its own COVID-19 boutique.
May I ask a question?
Can
you try on the masks? And if you are trying them on, aren't you then taking them off? Do they have changing stations?
I'm sure I don't know.
If you bought clothes during the pandemic, you know, I've heard this from my wife and girls. Yeah, the changing room's not open, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard, especially, you know, if you're like doing weight loss and so you're a different size, or you have kids that are growing and you can't try stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
Or like there's one store that I know where you can try the clothes on, but then the clothes are steamed and put away for, I don't know, like 72 hours or something like that. So you feel so guilty, like, oh man, if I try this stuff on, it's like off their shelves for 3 days.
I was super stoked the other day because I was doing like drive up at the library and they're like, no, you can come in.
Really?
I was like, really? This is awesome.
Well, yeah, Chippewa, right? Chippewa, you guys.
Chippewa Library, yeah.
You guys are open. I know my kids kind of marvel, like, Chippewa's 5 days a week in person school.
Come on over.
They're wearing their masks.
We're being careful.
Yeah. Gas mask, the store in Philadelphia, gas masks with bling.
Yes, I enjoy
with
that.
With zippers?
With zippers, okay. So you can just, like, take that sip
Those
of
are for teenagers.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or trumpet players. Just saying. The COVID-19 store also has pandemic-related doohickeys, like the brass tools used to open doors and, you know, like all of those little things.
I was at the Y yesterday, and they're like, you know, you bump the handicap accessible square to open the door, right?
Yeah.
And using your elbow. So that's kind of the way.
Yeah. I don't know, but you cough into your elbow, and then you use it to touch it.
The
how do you
side.
Wash
other,
your
I
elbow?
Don't cough into my
how
elbow.
Do you wash it? You can wash my your hands.
Inside.
How do you wash
like the
your elbow?
Elbow pit or whatever. Yes. That's what you cough into, the Dracula
point.
Cough.
It's, yeah. I don't know.
We live in a capitalistic society, so anything and everything can be sold if there's a demand for it.
Why not?
Good on them.
Well, we all have dogs.
Yeah, we all do.
We talk about them from time to time.
Well, I's a very good boy because, see, my tail is wagging and I love you. I's a good, good boy. I's wants to chase the squirrels.
And that's Max, Hillary's
that's
dog.
That's Max. That's what he sounds like.
The talking dog.
Yes.
Athena and Wesley in our house.
Do they speak as well?
They do not. No.
Okay.
I talk to the dogs, and I may even alter my voice, but I noted it, having you and Jason both say this. Jason Kantz from early in the morning, basically taking on the voice of the dog. No. I talk to them.
Caleb?
Arlo, I have realized since this conversation that, yes, he does have his own voice from time to time.
Oh.
You know, but it's more like, well, I didn't do anything.
Yes!
It's like, why are you mad at me? Well, I don't know.
Because
you're there.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? New research. It looks like dogs may realize when their owner tells them, I love you.
Aww.
Canine Cottage's new study followed four dogs for a week while tracking their heart rates. When the owners told their dogs they love them, the dogs' heart rates increased on average, 46%.
Whoa.
The study also found the dog's heart rate decreased by 23%. So
I saw there was a series of pictures once a guy mounted a camera onto his dog, and every time the dog's heart rate increased, it would take a picture of what the dog would see. And so he had all these pictures, and yeah, it was like him. It was squirrels. It was other dogs. It was funny to see what this dog got excited
when
about.
When I talk like that to Arlo, he does this thing where, like, he flips over on his back like a bug, like waving his paws in the air because he wants a belly rub.
Of course.
Yeah. And I just think about that, like, if affirming words, like, to a dog do that, what about to our
people.
Spouses, to our children?
Yes.
Like, yes.
I mean, it's so easy to just say, I love you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm a words of affirmation, love language guy. And so, I mean, the others are great, but there's just something about it. And it just is.
Okay. I've read the Five Love Languages book. I have. I've identified what my children and my husband are. I'm still trying to figure out what am I.
Really?
Because I feel like I'm so many. I'm totally words of affirmation. I'm totally acts of service. I'm totally gifts.
Physical touch?
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm
I've never heard about all five love languages. But, you know, I think
does
all
that
of
make
them,
me super needy if just, I...
usually there's one or another that just really connect. It's yours, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's some online quizzes we'll
is
have
there,
to try.
Let's
to,
do online quizzes yes. for me. Let's dissect
there's
this.
There's plenty on Facebook. We'll find some.
All right, so Dr. Gary Chapman was a guest on our air many times in the past. You've heard him on Focus on the Family. Five Love Languages, his best-known book. They are words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, gifts, and quality time.
Okay.
Hillary said last half hour she doesn't know what her love language
yeah.
is. And so I have plugged into a love language quiz. You
okay.
say you've read the book.
Yes.
And this is
Long
one for book. Couples.
Okay.
And so here we go on air.
So I'm thinking right. of Dean when I take this.
Absolutely.
Kay.
Michelle has already messaged in and said she knows what yours is, and she followed
oh.
it with a duh. So we'll see if she's right.
Good. Okay.
Because Hillary was saying she maxes
I feel
out
all over
all
the
five.
Place, yeah.
So here we go. It's and again, I'd be words of affirmation. You are?
I
not sure.
Yeah,
You'll
I,
take
maybe
it another
I should be
time.
Taking this silently a long way.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is for the female in a
yes.
Marriage relationship. It's more meaningful to me when I receive a loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one or my partner and I hug.
Text, email.
All right.
It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
Oh. So, like, that's the thing. I'm so split on these. Alone time. No. Practical help me out.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
Leisure time.
We're just going to start to say Dean. All right. It's more meaningful to me when Dean unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car or doing the laundry, or when he and I touch.
Unexpected.
More meaningful when Dean puts his arm around you when you're in public, or he surprises you with a gift.
Arm around.
More meaningful when you're around Dean, even if you're not really doing anything, or when you're holding hands.
Holding hands.
More meaningful when Dean gives you a gift or you hear I love you from Dean.
I don't know.
These are, it's like an eye doctor thing where it's like better A, better B.
I know.
Better A,
they're
better
so
C.
Close.
You know?
Like these are all really, really hard. I'm gonna say gift because that doesn't right. happen as often.
We
you know?
May actually run out of time and need to go
okay.
back to music and then finish this off air and let the
okay.
listeners know. I'm not
okay.
sure. We're 23% done.
Oh, oh gracious.
It's more meaningful to you when you sit close to Dean or you're complimented by him.
Complimented.
Compliments, yes. See, you're a big words person. It's more meaningful to you when you get the chance to just hang out with Dean or you unexpectedly get small gifts from him.
Ooh. Small gift.
All right. Caleb, you let me know when we need to go.
It's Let's do two more.
More
okay.
meaningful to you when you hear Dean say, I'm proud of you, or
uh-huh.
when he helps you with a task.
I don't know.
It's a tough one.
Oh. Task.
It's more meaningful to you when you get to do things with Dean or you hear supportive words from him.
Supportive words.
All right, so
all right.
We'll
okay.
continue
off
this.
The air.
We'll continue the other.
We'll let you
oh
know how
goodness.
It is.
55%
this is so
or so.
Hard.
This is like a soap opera. We will...
Speaking of love, God so loved the world. City of Ina.
Okay.
Well, Hillary has completed the love languages quiz, and again, five
it
different.
It was so hard.
There were a lot to choose from.
Oh, it was hard.
Now Michelle is in studio because you messaged Caleb.
I did. I thought Hillary was sitting there.
But
yeah,
you
no.
thought you think it's obvious. Hillary herself told us.
I don't know what it is.
She doesn't know. She right now doesn't know.
Apparently,
you have no
it's
guess.
Not physical touch. Like, I kind of garnered that. It's not physical touch.
No, I don't think you're a
yeah.
physical touch
so,
kind
yeah,
of person.
No,
so, what is
I
your
mean,
predict-
we hug, but.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, not
we,
during COVID.
Maybe not since March, but.
And not daily. We're
right.
not weird
right.
about it, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so what do you think it is? What's your prediction?
Oh, do I say it now?
Yeah,
or do I have an
I don't
explanation?
Know
do I get
yeah.
an explanation?
Yeah,
say
yeah
it, I mean,
and give
okay.
an explanation.
So, okay.
You're only taking
acts
time away
service.
From your own show.
Pretty
so.
Much. Okay, I get it. Sure, it is. It's after 9 o'clock,
yeah.
isn't it?
So
acts of service.
acts of service. Okay,
yes,
why?
Definitely. Well, because Hillary, you're involved in everything.
Yes.
You do everything.
For everybody.
Looking for volunteers for everything. So that's why I feel the acts of service.
I can
because
see that.
You do that.
And to
that
have that reciprocated that, is more meaningful
absolutely.
To me. Because I know. Okay,
the
I can see that.
You're a leader. You are a born leader. And so that's, I just feel acts of service is definitely Hillary.
Here we go.
So let's find out.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Survey says.
Survey says. Now, three of them, 17%. All right, quality of time, receiving gifts, and physical touch. But the winner
all 17%.
Is acts of service, 30%.
30%.
Can words of affirmation, second at 20%.
Okay, so that is kind of, that's interesting that those bottom three were all 17%.
Yes. Right.
So that is pretty
You're
split.
A well-rounded individual.
I am a well-rounded individual.
Here's what it says. Your primary love language is acts of service. Can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ask Tim Hawkins.
Without a doubt.
Right.
Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an acts of service person will speak volumes.
Yes.
Caleb, Hillary has in common with our wives who are acts of service, right?
Yeah, so maybe that's a growing theme, too.
It might be a lot of real leadership type of women involved.
Yeah.
They
here.
Say
yeah.
the words that she most wants to hear, an acts of service woman, and let me do that for you.
Uh-huh.
Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tells speakers of this language their feelings don't matter.
Oh,
finding ways to serve
so
speaks
much.
Volumes to them.
Laziness and making more work, that just, nothing will make me angry faster.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Do not create more work
That's
for
right.
me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Acts of service.
All right.
There
so
it is.
There's the quiz.
Dean better listen to this podcast. You might want to message him and say, hey, you want to do an act of service, listen to the podcast.
I'll send him the link today.
Okay.
The party is through. It's just me and you.
What is this?
Everyone has left a home.
Oh,
let's enjoy this for just a moment.
Because I thought it was focus
Wave
starting.
To the guests.
Oh, the guests.
You know what's next. I understand.
Oh, goodness.
We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years. I know what you want, my dear. I'll go get the vacuum
yes.
and take it from here and clean up for you.
Yes.
Like you want me to.
Listen to the cheers.
Oh, my goodness. This is cheerful, my crush.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Tim Hawkins.
Oh,
WWIB, we are family. A little love language quiz. WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.